Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at issues of economic development, and we are looking at issues which are impacting the branded butter. And we are continuing with the progress in terms of updating you on what's happening in the country. And just recently, on Friday, Green Hydrogen, or Dowries Green Hydrogen project has, officially started, or they had a groundbreaking ceremony of an ammonia sulfate plant, which is one of the projects which is going to produce green fertilizers. However, for me to unpack this, I got into the conversation with Chief Executive Officer of Dowries Green Hydrogen Project, or Dowries Green Hydrogen Village, to say, who is Mr. Jerome Namaseb, who is going to engage us to say, look at the background, the short background, and also looking at what have been some of the challenges. We know when green hydrogen came, there have been a lot of speaking, but now we've even seen the governor of Erongo, who is praising the progress and all these things. But Mr. Jerome Namaseb, good morning and welcome to Early Morning Scoop. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, my brother, and good morning to you and the listeners.
Yes, we are doing very well. First, I want to congratulate you. Congratulations on this bigger project. I know you started it from the scratch, and we have also seen the interaction of either its politician or developmental partners. But congratulations on that. And let us look at this groundbreaking ceremony which have happened. Now, before we go forward, what is ammonia sulfate plant, and what is it going to produce? And for those who also want to understand how agricultural sector will be supported by this fertilizer, maybe just a short background and also looking at that.
Okay. So, in Namibia and in many countries, you do not only apply one type of fertilizer. Mm-hmm. The fertilizer you apply is determined and by the types of minerals and the composition of your soils. Mm-hmm. So often you find that you apply varieties or multiple types of fertilizers to obtain optimal yield. Mm. There is one specific type of fertilizer which we are looking to produce, which is called ammonium sulfate. Mm-hmm. Ammonium sulfate is a fertilizer which is traded in the Namibian market through retailers, and it's also consumed in the Namibian market. Mm-hmm. So we will be looking to produce ammonium sulfate. Today was the groundbreaking for that facility. Mm-hmm. And of course, the next step would be the start of construction, which would then lead towards the realization of the first production of ammonium sulfate fertilizer at pilot scale by the end of 2026.
Yes. A lot of people are also, looking at industrialization, value addition, and also establishment of bigger projects. Maybe before we go to the business part of it, what were some of the challenges on your way, especially leading this magnificent project? And records are saying it was never done in Namibia before. But what were some of the challenges, and how do you happen, or how do you accomplish those, or how do you overcome those challenges, and also coming to this stage where you are going, the project itself is going to establish one of the biggest and also one of its kind in terms of production of fertilizer, maybe in terms of putting the structure together and also cooperating with all the stakeholders?
So, of course, there's been, like with any project, there are always challenges. Mm. I think some of our biggest challenges include things like our location. It's a very, we are in an area of Namibia which there's not a lot of infrastructure which has been built up. We have established all of the basic infrastructure in this area right now. We have about 400 hectares of area which is developed, which we are very proud to say. Mm. And then, of course, a project like this, we always try and increase local content. Mm-hmm. But of course, with pushing local content, especially wherein we have ensured to make use of local community persons in, for example, say the construction, this has, of course, resulted in delays. Other challenges that we've experienced.
Because you are also looking not only local content, but also at the quality of the structure, right? And how was those challenges?
I mean, the qualities of the structures are great, but I think more so what I mean is, when we started construction here, we told our EPC contractor they can only bring skilled labor. So that obviously has meant that everyone besides skilled labor has been sourced through the local community. So it has also resulted in sometimes persons who have not had experience in construction being involved in a construction project, which really results in delays. Other challenges we've had experienced is, you know, globally, there's been a shortage of electrolyzer availability that has also resulted in some delays with respect to the completion of the project.
Now, let us look at the business side of it. You know, when I was reading NDP 6 and it was referenced, particularly when it's coming to the addition of value or production of finished products in Namibia. In this regard, maybe what is the projection in the next 5 years? What is the business side of this project? Especially either in terms of employment or in terms of addition to the value chain.
So by the end of 2026, we'll be producing the first low-carbon synthetic fertilizer, about between 400 to 800 tons. At the same time, by the beginning of 2027, we believe that we will be in a position to start fundraising for the development of an 80,000-ton ammonium sulfate fertilizer plant. So for context, 80,000 tons is 1.3 million 50 kg bags.
India, what is your market?
Our market would be local, but of course, local cannot absorb all of our fertilizer. So it would then be local and regional. Like I mentioned earlier, Southern Africa consumes 4.5 million tons of fertilizer, of which only 7% is locally produced. And in that 4.5 million tons of fertilizer, about 400,000 tons is ammonium sulfate. So there's definitely a market there that we hope to address.
Yeah, in terms of the market, there's always talks about African continent, a free trade area. And you also spoke about, you know, regional market that you're talking about. Are you working in hand in hand with the Minister of International Relations and Trade? Or how is the progress in terms of selling to the outside market?
So, you know, business development is at times a long process. You know, you go through many steps. So although that all of our national ministries are key stakeholders for us, at present right now, we are still just finalizing the business case. And then, of course, once that business case is ready, we will start engagements with these various key stakeholders.
Now, before we go to the last question, who are the partners involved, and also what are they bringing on the table, especially in terms of establishing this bigger project? What are some of the partners involved, and are you looking at future partners, or you are content in the current context?
You know, we are always looking for partnerships and we value partnerships. So whenever there's an opportunity to have a discussion around collaboration and partnership, we value it. So we encourage talking with all of our local service providers around potential collaboration. At present, the foremost, we are working mostly with owners, engineers who are assisting us with the technical side of this industrial development, together with project management firms and a consulting engineering firm. But of course, as we go through this process, opportunity for collaboration partnership will only increase, because the scope and size of this project will increase exponentially.
Yes, maybe the last question, where are the youth that your project have trained, and what are they busy doing? Because there was a launch of 2D acceleration program, if I'm not mistaken, and where are they now, and what is their involvement in expanding, especially the sector of agriculture, using the training that you have given them?
So yes, part of this facility, which is funded through the Accelerate to Demonstrate facility, implemented by UNIDO and funded by the UK government, is not only to realize local fertilizer production, but also to provide training and capacity building. Over the next 18 months, we will train 250 Namibians. We've already done about 10 to 15 Namibians. As part of the training, they receive seedlings, and also training in setting up their own local or community gardens. We do monitor and engage with them to, you know, understand how the progress is going. So this is, of course, an ongoing process. But we hope that through this, we can at least contribute towards food security at a community level through these students.
Yes, Mr. Jerome Namaseps, thank you very much for your time. And also thank you very much for clarification and also sharing of information, particularly regarding green hydrogen, you know, Dauris Green Hydrogen Project. And thank you also, wish you also, you know, strength and also continue developing Namibia, because we normally just ask questions, but it's also very good when somebody is doing something right. But we also wish you strength, and also we'll continue to come and we'll continue also to ask questions to see how our Namibian benefit and how this is going to add also to the market.
Thank you, my brother. I can't wait until the next time you come and visit.
Okay, bye-bye.